Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Bava Metzia of Daf Yud Ches. So, Marenu got up to Yud Ches Amid Aleph, but we're going to back up to Yud Zayin Amid Beis, second line down of the wide lines, because we left off yesterday literally in the middle of a thought. So first, the sponsorships. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children, and Lila Nishwas, his mother, Golda Basimcha, La'ashalom. It's also sponsored by Daniel Sadian for the success of Klal Yisrael in these times. Natzlacha for our soldiers and captives, and it's also sponsored by Rabbi Bruckheimer in loving memory of his wife, Hindelbas Eliyakim HaKohen, and in honor of his real bar mitzvah anniversary, which is Adar Sheni. We thank all of the sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So yesterday, we left off smack in the middle of the conversation about whether an almana min ha'erusin gets a ksuvah or not, meaning we know that there were two stages of marriage. First of all, there's Erusin and there's Nesuin, or Kedushin and Nesuin. So we know that when a woman is a Nesua, that when a woman is fully married to a man, there is a Ksuva obligation that the man owes to a woman. It's Mana Masayim, depending on whether she's a Besula or a Be'ula. There's a concept of Tosefes Ksuva, which we're going to touch upon today. The question that we were dealing with was whether an Almana min Erusin, let's say the couple had Kedushin but not yet Nesuin, or they had Erusin, but not yet Nisuin, and then, let's say, the husband dies, or they break the engagement, is the husband obligated, or is the fiancé, is the chassan obligated to pay the kala a ksuva? So the reason that we're talking about this, because Abaya had a principle that if there's a Maisa Basin, a person is not believed to say that he satisfied a Maisa Basin without bringing proof, even if the other party, even if the counterparty can't produce a document. And we tried bringing a raya from a woman who is an arusa who comes to collect her ksuva. And we were saying that the woman who's an arusa doesn't have an actual ksuva document. And if so, if you were able to claim that you paid a maisa basin even without proving that you paid in front of Edim, then the arus could always claim that he paid the ksuva of the arusa because the arusa never brings a document. As from there we prove, Abaye had said that you can't get away with trying to claim that you already satisfied a Maisa Basin unless you actually have proof that you satisfy the Maisa Basin. But of course, the assumption over here in this whole conversation is that an Almana min Erusin actually gets a ksuva, that she actually collects a ksuva. That's the first topic that we're going to focus on today. How do we know that? So this conversation is going to take us all the way until the Mishnah in the middle of Yud Ches Amid Aleph. And that Mishnah is going to talk about, now let's say you find on the floor a shtar, and it's the type of shtar that's a very important type of shtar. For example, a get or shtar shichrur, if you're Meshachar Avadim, or a sickbed will, or a shover, which indicates a receipt that indicates that an obligation was repaid, whether you're allowed to return the shtar or not. So the Mishnah says, no, you're not allowed to return the shtar because the fact that you found the get on the floor doesn't mean that the Baal actually went through and gave the get to his wife. It means that he had a thought of divorcing his wife, but he never actually followed through with the divorce. The Gemara then says that if, however, the owners, as it were, of the document says, return the document to the counterparty, then we return it. And that launches into a discussion, which is going to take us through Yud Ches Amid Aleph all the way through Yud Ches Amid Beis. How is it possible that if a get is found on the floor, even if the husband says, oh, give it to the wife because I did actually divorce her, how is it that we give the get back to the wife? Aren't we afraid that it's not her get, rather that there were two people who have the same name? There's a couple who have the same name. The husband has the same name as the husband in the get. The kala has the same name as the kala in the get. So why aren't we afraid that it's not really hers? That is going to launch us into a discussion of when are we afraid of such things. In other words, are we always afraid that there were two people of the same name? Is it only when because the get always says where it's written. Is it only when we know for a fact that in that city there are two people of the same name? Is it only if there are caravans going back and forth so we're concerned that these two other people with the same name actually could have been here and that the get got dropped from that couple? So that's going to be the conversation on the entirety of Yud Ches Amud Beis. But again, let's back up to Yud Zayin Amud Beis. Two lines down, we'll read quickly what we covered yesterday. Two lines down in the wide lines. So let's start from Amarle Mar Kishisha. First word on the line is Hachinami. So says the Gemara as follows: Amarle Mar Kishisha Bered Rav Chistel Ravashi Valmanam and Erisin Dislaksuva Minolan. Again, we were trying to bring a raya that yesterday that you can't simply say you're not believed to say that you paid a Maisa Basin unless you bring a raya. How do we know? Because otherwise, an almanah min erusin never would be able to collect her ksuva, because she doesn't produce a document. She's here without a document. If you're believed to say that you satisfy the ksuva obligation, she's never going to collect, because you could always just say that you satisfy the ksuva obligation. Says the Gemara, your predicate assumption is that the almanah min erusin actually gets a ksuva, minolan. How do we know that? So the Maariv Chiyah says that whenever it says minolan, we're searching for a makar from the Divrei Chachamim, either a Mishnah or a Braisa, because we're not going to bring a Raya from Sukkim or Divrei Kabbalah. As we'll see, we're just going to quote Mishnayis and Braisas here. So says the Gemara as follows: Ilim emahadetnan, if it's from the following where it says nis armala unis garsha, that if she becomes an almana or if she's divorced, Bain min Erisin, Ubain min Nisuin, whether it's a divorce from Erisin or whether it's a divorce from Nisuin, Goves Hakol, then she collects everything. So what does it mean that she collects everything, first of all? So what Rashi says is that when it says that she collects everything, it means that she collects everything in the Ksuba, both the basic Ksuba obligation, which is either Mane or Masayim, depending on whether she's a Besula or a Ba'ula. And she collects the Tosefes. The Tosefes is the incremental obligation that the husband takes upon himself in the Ksuva. So says the Gemara, Dilma Echa de Kasabla. How do you know that that means that always an Almana Min Erisin collects a Ksuva? Maybe where the Arus obligates himself by giving a Ksuva to his Arusa, then she collects it. But maybe in the ordinary case, she wouldn't get to collect a ksuva. So says the Gemara. So vechitema ma'ila memra. But if that's the case, if we're dealing with a situation where the arus wrote a ksuva to his arusa, what's the chiddush? Of course, she gets to collect that ksuva. The arus went ahead and obligated himself. So says the Gemara, Lafuka and the Rav Elazar ben Azariah, to come to exclude the Shita of Rav Elazar ben Azariah, to go against the Shita of Rav Elazar ben Azariah, the Amar Shalal Kosavla Ela Amanas Lakonsa, because Rav Elazar ben Azariah had said that he only wrote the Tosefes on condition that the marriage actually go through. So in other words, Rav Elazar ben Azariah says, even when there is a ksiva, even when there is a ksuva that's written for an arusa, it doesn't mean that during the period between Erisin and Nisuin she collects her ksuva. What it means is that it's a contingent obligation that's going to spring into effect if there in fact ever is Nisuin. Meaning that once there is Nisuin, then her ksuva obligation is retroactive back to the Shas Eris. And that has an afkamina in terms of whose property or which property she could go and collect the ksuva from. But it doesn't mean that he actually obligates himself, rather, from the time of Erisin, Kamash Balan. What we see over here from the Gemara is that when he does write the ksuva, he intends to obligate himself from now, from today, from the Shas Erisin, not necessarily only from the Shas Nisuin. So it says the Gemara now Viter. So that's why we need it to come to exclude from the Shita of Rav Elazar ben Azariah that when he does write the ksuva, he could collect from it. It's intended to go into effect immediately from the Shas Erisin, but it doesn't necessarily teach us that Stam in Arusa gets a ksuva. It only teaches us that Arusa gets a ksuva where there's actually a ksuva that's written. Says the Gemara, Dekanami, it's another raya that we're correct, that this is true, Dektani, Govas Akol, because it talks about Govas Akol, and Rashi pointed out that Govas Akol means not only the Mana Masayim, not only the base level Ksuva obligation, but also the Tosefes Ksuva obligation. And says the Gemara, Iyam Ripish Lama, the Kasuv Law, if he actually wrote a ksuva for her, Hainu dekatani gova esakol. That's why it says gova esakol. He collects everything. What does everything mean? Everything means everything in the ksuva, because there is no standardized obligation that he owes her. It's whatever Tosefes he happens to have written in the ksuva, that's what he has to give her. Eli amrit lokos of law, but if you're going to tell me that it's a situation where he didn't write a ksuva, so my gova esakol, what does it mean gova esakol? Rashi points out there is no Tosefes. What's the Tosefes? Why does it say gova esakol? It should have said gova es ksuvasa. Akol means everything. Everything that is that's variable, because it depends on the ksuva. But if you don't write a ksuva, it's only the standard obligation. Mana masayim udisla. She only has the mana masayim. Says the Gemara, ve'ela midatani Rabbi Chiya Barami. So we learn it, that we learn out that an almanam and an erusin has a ksuva from Rabbi Chiya Barami. Because he brings a brisa as follows. Ishto arusa, if an arus is engaged to an arusa, lo onen la velo metamela. If the arusa passes away, the arus doesn't observe aninus for his arusa, nor is he metame to her. In other words, he's not metame to her. If he is a kohen, he is not allowed to be metame to her. That's the way Rashi explains. And Rashi cites a pasuk. It says, ki im l'sh'ero. Because She'er is Ishto, and she is not She'ero because they haven't had Kiruv Basar yet, because they haven't become Mutter to each other in Tashmis, therefore she's not considered to be She'ero. That's the way Rashi explains. There are others who explain, the Rashash explains, that no. She'ero means a degree of closeness even without Kiruv Basar. The Raya is actually from the continuation of the Pasuk. It says, Ki im l'sheiro ha-karov e-lov. And ha-karov e-lov, karov kirov. So you see already the play on words. That's where the Rashash learns out that she's not considered to be a karov. She's not considered to be karov e-lov until there's actually nisuin. So again, so far what we've seen in this Raya is you have an arus engaged to an arusa. The arusa passes away. The Arus does not observe Aninus. The Arus, if he's a Kohen, is not allowed to be Metameter, because he's only allowed to be Metameter to Shiva Krovim, including his wife, but she's not his wife. She's only his Arusa. V'cheini, and similar, she, Lo Onenes, she doesn't observe Aninus for him if he passes away, V'lo Metamelo, nor does she become Tame to him. Rashi explains over here, what does it mean that she doesn't become Tameh to him? There's no Isser, even if she's a Kohenes, if she's a Bas Kohen, there's no Isser for a Bas Kohen to be Metameh to a Meh. So what does it mean, Lo Metameh? So Rashi says it means that there is no Chiev to be Metameh. In other words, there's a Chiev to be Metameh to the Zion Krovim, if you're dealing with a mace that's not a mace mitzvah and also not one of the Zion Krovim, there is no chiyuv to be metame. And again, it's the same Indian over here, because he and she are not considered to be Krovim, either from the word She'ero or the words Hakarav Elav. Therefore, either the ability to be metame, if he's a Kohen, the chiyuv to be metame from her to him doesn't yet kick in. Says the Gemara now Vayter in this Brisa, Mesa, if she dies, ain't a Yoreshes, he is not Yoresher. And Rashi points out, because we also learn the concept of Yerusha Sabal from She'ero HaKoro Ve'lov, and Rashi points out, consistent with the Shita over here, she's not considered to be She'ero. The Rashash L'chora would say she's not considered to be HaKoro Ve'lov, therefore there is no Yerusha if she passes away. So Mesu, if he dies, Gova Ksuvasa, she collects her Ksuvasa from this line in the Brisa. We learn that an Almanam and an Erisin collects a Ksuva, because it says if he dies, if the Arus dies, the Arusa gets to collect her Ksuva. Says the Gemara, what's the Raya? Dilma de Kasavla. Maybe he wrote the Ksuva. V'chi Tema de Kasavla. And if you want to say V'chi Kasavla, Maila Memra, what's the Chiddush? So says the Gemara, you're right. In a Chanami, there is no Chiddush to the line of Mace Hu Govek Suvasa, but there is a Chiddush in the line to Mesa Eno Yarsha Itzrichale, because that's the Chiddush. In other words, the flip side, that if he dies, she collects her ksuva, that's no Chiddush, because we're talking about a case where he wrote her ksuva. So of course she's going to collect her ksuva. The Chiddush of the Braisa is that if she dies, he is not Yorisher. Again, as Rashi said, because she's not considered to be She'ero to him. So that's the chiddush. So far we have no raya from this brisa that without writing, without affirmatively obligating yourself through writing a ksuva, we don't have a raya that an almanah min eirusin automatically gets to collect a ksuva. Says the Gemara, Ella Abaya Megufa Demasis and Kahadarbe. Then we learn it from the Mishnah itself. The Isal Kadaitech Vamakam Shem Kosvin Ksuva Askinan. If you're talking about a place where they don't write a ksuva to get Hainu Ksuva, Ksuvasa, where the get is her ksuva. In other words, how do we ever know? If you don't write a ksuva, right? So, in other words, the ksuva is a legal document, right? So you have a ksuva. The ksuva shows that the husband's obligated to pay the wife some amount of money. So if the marriage dissolves and the husband, or if the husband dies, the yarshim pay the woman the ksuva, then the woman writes back a shover, a basin writes back a receipt in exchange for the payment of the ksuva. So we understand that there's a mechanism to make sure that the woman is never able to collect more than once. But let's say you're not writing a ksuva. Let's say we're talking about a case where you don't write a ksuva. So how is it that she's able to collect her ksuva? So the way she would prove that she's owed her ksuva is by presenting us with a get. Because she'll say, oh, you see, I'm divorced, and because he divorced me, he owes me the ksuva. It says the Gemara, if that's the case, the get hainu ksuvasa, how do we know what she's entitled to? Atu get mana masayim ksiv bei. That does it say in the get mana masayim? We don't even know how much he owes her. Because, okay, she presents a get as evidence that she was divorced, but we don't know how much that obligates the husband to pay. Says the Gemara, V'chitem akimah datkinu rabbanan lamigva la keman dekasav bei dami. If you want to say, oh, okay, but it's as if it's written mana masayim. It's because the chachamim were mesakein that the woman gets to collect her ksuva money by presenting the get. So therefore, it's as if the amount is written in. But says the Gemara, so litum velema parati. But then it's very easy for him to say parati. Yes, of course, she has her get because I divorced her, but I also paid her the $200 when I divorced her. So says the Gemara, v'chitema darmina le I parati yiboy le mikre. And maybe they'll say to him, yeah, you paid the ksuv obligation. If you paid the ksuv obligation, you should have forced her to rip up her get as evidence that you already satisfied the ksuv obligation. Samarlan, il seidos, lo shav kasan. She didn't allow me to pay the ksuv obligation. Amra, she didn't allow me, rather, to rip up the get. Amra be'ina lin suvebe. Because she said, I need this get as evidence that I'm divorced. I can get married to another guy. I'm not going to let you rip it up to show that you paid me the ksuv obligation. Says the Rav Chita Marmina le yiboy le mikre mikhtav agave gita denan karinan lo mishum de gita psuluhu elo ki echad lo tikvabez manachriti. Says the Gemara, well then there's an easy fix. What you should have done is not stam rip up the get. You should have ripped up the get, and you should have written on the get, on the pieces of the get, the reason that this get is ripped up is not because it's invalid. It is valid. It's to demonstrate that the ksuva obligation that went along with the get was already paid and satisfied in full. So that's the reason that the get was going to be ripped up. Now the Chachmas Manoach asks, why do you actually have to rip up the get? In other words, if we're dealing with a case where you're writing something on the get, why don't you simply write on the get that this get, the ksuv obligation that was satisfied along that was attached to this get, was already paid? Why do you have to rip up the get altogether? So he explains, because we're afraid that she's going to erase the writing, and she's going to try to collect the ksuva. The second time. So if we're afraid that she's going to erase the writing, why aren't we afraid that she's going to erase the writing once the get is ripped up? So the answer is because we're afraid that she's going to be afraid to erase the writing if the get's already ripped up. Because if she erases the writing and then tries to collect the get the second time, he's going to say, it's not a valid get, I never divorced you. So therefore, she's going to be incentivized to preserve the writing if you also rip up the get. So again... where we are so far is that there is no ksuva. The get is evidence of the ksuva obligation. How do we then make sure that the ksuva obligation was paid? Because we say if the ksuva obligation was paid, we force her to rip up the get. If she rips up the get, how could she ever get remarried? She rips up the get, and we write on the get that the reason that the get's ripped is not because it's invalid, it's because the ksuv obligation has already been satisfied. So says the Gemara, otu kol demigve beidina magvi. But, I mean, this is like a very sophisticated back and forth over here that we're trying to tell the guy exactly what to do and ripping up the get and writing language on the get, demonstrating that the ksuv obligation was already satisfied. Not everybody who comes to collect in front of a basin who's going to be able to instruct us what exactly to do here. Therefore, if the get is not ripped up, it's no raya that he never paid the ksuva. Maybe he did pay the ksuva. If he paid the ksuva, he should have told her to rip up the get. Yeah, but maybe he wasn't doing it in front of a basin, so he never was instructed to tell her to rip up the get. And therefore, Abaya brings a raya from here that a person is not believed to say that he paid a chiyuv basin unless he brings a raya, even if the person who's coming to collect on the chiyuv basin doesn't bring a document that's proof, doesn't bring a shtar. How do we know? In almana mina erisin. In almana mina erisin has a ksuva. No, she doesn't necessarily have a ksuva. She only has a ksuva if a ksuva was written. The ksuva obligation is owed even if there was no physical ksuva written, in which case, then, what's the mechanism through which she gets her ksuva? As we saw, it's the get. So that's the raya. That's how Abaya brings a raya, that a person is not believed to say that he's satisfied in Maisa Basin unless he brings a raya to that effect, even if the person claiming the money doesn't bring a shtar in support. Okay, says the Mishnah, Matzah gite nashim v'shechurei avadim. If you find on the floor a get nashim or shechurei avadim, a shtar shechurei daitiki, a sick bed will. So in other words, the reason that you would write a daitiki, a sick bed will, is because if you don't write the shtar matana as a shchiv merah and the shchiv merah just passes away, then all of his assets are distributed in accordance with the dina yerusha, and that, at that point you're already stuck. And therefore, you would have to write a daitiki in order to govern the distribution of assets outside the strict strictures of the dina yerusha. So matana, if you have a shtar matana, v'shovrin, or if you have a shovar, hareze lo yachzir, you cannot give it back to the person whose name is listed on the document, shani omer, ksuvin ayu, v'nim lechalein shalinitnan, because all we know is that they were written. We never know that they actually went into effect. We don't know that these documents were actually ever effective, and therefore you are not allowed to, and therefore you are not allowed to return them. Okay. Says the Gemara now weiter. So taima de nimlach shlo nitnan. The reason that we don't return these documents is because we're afraid maybe the author of the document wrote it, but he never actually delivered it to the other party. However, hamar tenu, but if the guy says, no, give it back to that person, then nosnin afilu lizman meruba, even after a long time. In other words, even if this was on the ground for a very long time. So Rashi points out that tznu means achshav, that give it right now, and achronim are medayik, that Rashi means that we give her the document in front of Ede Mesira, because he says, I want you to give her the document right now. However, Tosfa says that give it right now doesn't mean give it right now and right now it's going to be effective. Give it right now means give it right now because I already gave it to her and she dropped it. In other words, it was already effective that she's divorced from a prior date. She's divorced already from the date in the get. So there appears to be maybe a machlokas Rashi Tosfos as to when this get will actually be effective. But the point in the Gemara that we're going to focus on is if he says, no, give her the get, then we give her the get, even if it was sitting on the ground for a long time. Says the Gemara, how could this be? V'reminu hamevi get v'yavane menu, if a person is bringing a get from a husband to a wife to deliver, and he loses the get, motzo li'alter kosher. If he finds the get immediately, then it's going to be kosher. So what does matzah l'alter mean? So matzah l'alter, says Rashi, citing from Maseches Gittin, mefarish kadesha tavar shayara v'tishrei. In other words, if he finds it before the amount of time that another caravan could have come to the city and could have stopped in the city. And we're not going to be afraid that it came from a prior caravan, because no prior caravan stayed here long enough in order to have people mill around and have the get fall from somebody in that shayara. And Tosos over here says that if Le'alter is kosher, he says Afilu Abaye the Chayish Letrei Yitzchak, even according to Abaye, who is afraid of two Yitzchak Ben Shimon's, Afilu Eichad Lo Huchzak, even where there's no chazaka that in the city that the get was written in, there were two people with the same name, still Abaye says we have to be afraid of two people with the same name. Beget Shematzal Le'alter Lo Chayish the Hasam Avi Kamo Lizman Meruba Lo Shayich Hasam Le'alter. In other words, if you see somebody drop a get, and the get's right there, then you're allowed to give the get back to the person, even if ordinarily you hold the shita that you're afraid of two people with the name of Yosef and Shimon or whatever it is. I don't know why he says Yitzchak over here, but if we see the get fall, then you're allowed to give it back right away. It says the Gemara back in the Gemara, Imlav, however, if it's not la'alter, if it's not immediate, then puzzle, then you're not allowed to give the get back. So says the Gemara, so Amar Rabba Lokasha, so where we are in the Gemara now is that there's a Kasha, because our Mishnah said that you're not allowed to give the get back. And the reason that we're not allowed to give the get back is because we're afraid that the get was never effective. But if he says give the get back, then we're allowed to give it back even after a long time. How are you allowed to give it back after a long time? We have another brisa that says that you're allowed to give it back only after a short time, but not after a long time. So how do we reconcile the stira between these two brisas? Says the Gemara, no problem at all. Amar Rabba Lokasha, kam b'makom shashayirosh mitzuyos. In one case, we're talking about where the shayaros are mitzuyos, where there are caravans going back and forth, and therefore we have to be afraid that the get fell from another person. Kan b'makom she'ein shayaros mitzuyos. And the situation in our Mishnah, or the first brisa that we quote, which explains our Mishnah, where it says, Amar tnu nosin avafilu lizman meruba, means there are no caravans. Because again, what's the concern? The concern is that the people mentioned in this get actually are not the same people, but they're other people with the same name. We only have to be afraid of other people with the same name having a get if those other people could have come here. In other words, if there's a caravan, then we only give it back immediately. We're not going to give it back after a long time. If there is no caravan, we'll even give it back after a long time. Even in a place where shayeros are mitzuyos, where there's a caravan going back and forth, Yosef and Shimon bi'erechad. That's only where in the city where the get was written, because the get would always say where it was written, we know that there were two people with the same name. Because again, the whole concern with shayeros mitzuyos, with a caravan, is that it could have dropped from another couple. But the only time we have to be concerned that it could have dropped from another couple is when we know that there's another couple with the same name in the city that the get was written in. According to Rabba, therefore, the only time we don't give the get back is when both of these conditions are satisfied. When shayeros mitzuyos and huchzak shnei Yosef ben Shimon be'ir echad. And says the Gemara as follows, Dilo te mahachi, four lines up from the bottom, because if you don't say like this, Kasha de Rabba de Rabba, we could bring a Kasha from the Shita of Rabba on the Shita of Rabba. Why? Dahu gita deshtakach beidina de Rav Huna, because there was a get that was found in the basin of Rav Huna, Davi Kosov Ve, that was written as follows, Bishviri Masa, in the town of Shviri, Dal Rachis Nahara, on the river Rachis, and Amar Rav Huna. And Rav Huna said, "Chashin l'shnei shviri," that we're afraid for two shviri. And Rashi points out over here, "Chashin l'shnei shviri," on top, "Afal pi sheba echad l'fanenu," even though somebody came to us, "Va'amar mimeni nafal," and said that it fell from me, "Uploni ayim eshalchol l'ishto," and I'm the shliach, and so and so is giving the get to his wife. "V'yodin anu she'ein sham b'shviri shnei anashem shem shavin," and we know that in shviri there are not two couples who have the exact same name. So in other words, so Rav Huna was so afraid that even though in Shviri, the Shviri that we know, there was only one couple where the man's name was Yosef and Shimon and the woman had the name of Yosef and Shimon's wife, still Rav Huna said we have to be afraid that there's another town called Shviri, and in that other town called Shviri there are two people with the same name. And says the Gemara of Emerle Rav Chista la Rabba, and Rav Chista said to Rabba, Puka Yemba del Urta Boy Minach. You better look into this issue because I bet Rav Huna is going to ask you about this in the morning. So Nafak Duff, so Boy Minach Rav Huna. So Nafak Duff Vashkach. So Rabba Taka looked into this and he found as follows the Tanan. Kol Maisa Basin Areza Yachzer. That any Maisa Basin we give back. And Rashi points out that this is a Maisa based in, because this get was Makuyim based in, and therefore you should give it back. But says the Gemara, V'hai Beidina, the Rav Huna, the Chimakam Shashayoros Mitsuyos Dami, the Kaposhet Rabba, the Yachzer, that this based in of Rav Huna was a place where Shayoros Mitsuyos, where caravans would come, because it was a very busy place. Everybody would come from all over to have their cases adjudicated by Rav Huna. It was a case of Shayoros Mitsuyos, and Rabba says that you give it back. Alma, Ihuksakushne Yosef and Shimon in, Ilo, Lo. Because, and therefore, this is a raya that Rabba says the only time we don't give the get back is when two conditions are satisfied, when Shayoros Mitsuyos and Huchzuk, because this get was found in Basin, which is a place where Shayoros Mitsuyos. Yet Rabba said to give it back, Kol Maisa Basin Yachzir. Oh, the reason that Rabba said to give it back is because it must be that we're not Huchzuk, Shnei Yosef Ben Shimon. And the only time he don't give it back is when both of the conditions are present. It's Shayoros Mitsuyos and Huchzuk. If either of the conditions are absent, if either ain't Shayoros Mitsuyos or Lo Huchzuk, Shnei Yosef Ben Shimon, then we give the get back. So says the Gemara, Ovad Rabba Uvda, and Rabba judged a certain case, or he paskened a certain way, Bekisna de Pumpadisa, in the flax house of Pumpadisa, Kishmaite, like this Shita. So what was the flax house of Pumpadisa? What in the world are we talking about? So says the Gemara, we'll explain. Ika de Amri, Echa de Mizavne Kisna. Either we're talking about a case where flax was sold, and the place where flax was sold is a Makam Shashayoros Mitsuyos. It was a very, very crowded place. So therefore is Makam Shashayoros Mitsuyos, Vahu Shalo Huchsaku. And we're dealing with a situation where there was no chazaka of two people with the same name, Afagav Deshchichi Shayarta. And therefore he gave the get back, even though Shayaros are Mitsuyos, because again, the only time you don't give the get back is when both Shayaros Mitsuyos and Huchzak. But over here, because it was not Huchzak Shnei Yosef ben Shimon, he gave the get back, even though it was Shayaros Mitsuyos. Viga Damri Echa de Taru Kisna. Others say it, no, it's not where the flax was sold, it's where the flax was soaked. And the place where the flax was soaked, says Rashi, was not the Mokam Shashayoros Mitsuyos. The Afagav de Huchzaku Dulo Shchichi Shayaros. And even though we are Huchzak Shnei Yosef ben Shimon, he still gave the get back because Shayaros are not Mitsuyos. And that's the way you prove up that Rabba says from these two Maisas that the only time we're not going to give the get back is when there's Tarti L'Reyesa, when Shayaros are Mitsuyos and Huchzak Shnei Yosef ben Shimon. If only one of these two conditions are present, then we are going to give the get back. Rav Zeira Marami Mesnisen Abraisa Umeshani. Rav Zeira asks Akasha from our Mishnah on Abraisa, and he answers it. So Tanan, we learn as follows in a Mishnah. Hamevi get v'avad emenu. If a person is bringing a get and he loses it, matzo la'alter kosher, if he finds it immediately, it's going to be kosher, v'imlav pasul, and if he doesn't find it immediately, then it's going to be pasul, v'ramini, and we ask from a braisa, matzo get isha b'shuk, if you find a get isha in the shuk, bizmancha bal modeh, at the time when the Baal is modeh, yachzer li'isha, then you return it to the woman. Ain't a Baal modeh. If the Baal is not modeh, lo yachzer lo lozeh v'lo lozeh. You don't return it at all. You don't give it to anybody. But says the Gemara, and we'll see exactly what this means in a second. We'll see two Tosfos in over here. Baktani mias bezman shabal modeh yachzer li'isha fa'afilu lizbezman meruba. But it's mashma that if the Baal is modeh, then you give it back to the woman even bizman meruba. But the Mishnah that we started with said that if you lose the get and it's found immediately, then it's kosher. But the mashmos is if it's not found immediately, it's not kosher. And Rav Zera asked from that, Brisa, that seems to say that if the Baal is modeh, you could return it even bizman meruba. Umishani, and he answered, "Kam b'makom she'yeros mitzuyos, kam b'makom she'en she'yeros mitzuyos." And we answered, well, whether you give it back depends on whether they're she'yeros mitzuyos. If they're she'yeros mitzuyos, you have to be afraid, and therefore you don't give it back. If it's ain't she'yeros mitzuyos, there's no reason to be afraid, and you do give it back. Ikadamri vu she'uchseku d'lo nehader v'ainu d'raba. Or that it depends on Huchsuk Shnei Yosef and Shimon, and we hold like the Shita of Rabbah, meaning, of course you give it back. The only time you don't give it back is when there were two strikes against you, when it's Shayeros Mitzuyos and Lo Huchsuk Shnei Yosef and Shimon. So there are two Tosafos in over here, one that I forgot to mention all the way up top, the Ramaskal Chashinan. So we had this case, right, where the get was lost in Rav Huna's basin, it was found, and it was written in Shviri, and even though there was no chazakah that there were two couples in Shviri with the same name, Rav Huna was afraid of another town called Shviri. Says Tosfos, how in the world is anybody supposed to divorce his wife? Vim tomar im kein l'Rav Huna heich yigaresh kol odem es ishto l'rameir de'ena mochiach mitocho kibin dechashin l'shnei Shviri. If you're always going to be afraid, maybe there's another town somewhere that we never heard of, and in that other town that we never heard of, there were two people with the same name that's of the people that are written in this get, a man's never going to be able to divorce his wife because we're always going to be afraid that it's not theirs, it belongs to somebody else. Says Tosos, V'yesh lomar, kibin d'l'huchso kavi shaper mukach mitocho u'mikomokam k'shenofal chashinan. No, because if somebody is presenting a get to us, and there is no evidence of any possibility that it belongs to somebody else, then if the woman presents the get to us in basin, that's considered to be muchach mitocho, that it's her get. The only time we ever have to be afraid is where it's on the ground, because where it's on the ground, she's not presenting it to us, and that's when we have to be afraid that the get belongs to somebody else. Tosfos then says that what we had said was that if the Baal is not modeh, that this get belongs to his wife, then lo yachzer lo lozeh v'lo lozeh. So says the Gemara, says Tosfos over here, Dira Maschel Ein, Afogav d'nemenes lomar gerashtani, why don't we give the get back to the woman? I thought we learned that Isha is nemenes lomar gerashtani. So if the woman is believed to say gerashtani because ein me'iza paneah b'fnei balea, because she's not going to be me'ez panav in front of her husband, so even though he doesn't admit that the get is hers, why don't we give it back to her? She's believed to say gerashtani. She's not going to be me'ez panav. Tosfa says, no. Hacha inan amenes to me'iza paneah kiven daget messiah. The reason that a woman is believed to say gerashtani is because the woman is, we believe that the woman is not going to be me'ez panah in front of her husband. She's not going to be so brazen to lie in front of her husband. But if she knows that there's the get, and she knows that people are going to assume that the get backs up her story, then she has an alibi for lying. And if she has an alibi for lying, then we're not going to believe her because of this migu that she's not going to be me'ez panah. Okay. So again, where we are in the Gemara, just to reorient, is we had Reb Zera, we had a Mishnah, we had a Brisa. The Mishnah had said that if it gets dropped and found immediately, then you could give it back. Mashmos is if it's not found immediately, you can't give it back. We brought from a Brisa that said that you could give it back even after Zman Meruba if the husband admits, it's a stira to the Mishnah, and the Mishnah said you only give it back if it's found immediately. No worries, because one is talking about a case where Shayoros Mitzuyos, the other is talking about a case where Ain Shayoros Mitzuyos. In other words, it depends whether we are afraid of a mix-up or Huchzuk, Lo Huchzuk, Shnei Yosef and Shimon, like the Shita of Rabbah. Okay, so says the Gemara now, Vayter, so Ika da Amri, just trying to find my place in the... okay, Ikadamri, about halfway down the line, halfway down the page. Ikadamri, afagav de lo huchsuk lo neder, or others say that even though lo huchsuk shnei Yosef ben Shimon, we still don't give it back because shayeros mitzuyos upligi de rabba. And he argues on Rabbah, because Rabbah's the one who said that the only time you don't give it back is when there are two strikes, when there's Shayeros Mitzuyos and Shuchsuk Shnei Yosef and Shimon. However, maybe this Brisa holds that you don't give it back if Huchsuk, even if Lo Shchichi Shayara. Says the Gemara, Bishlama Rabbah Lo Amar Karab Zera. Rabbah doesn't hold like Rav Zera, Masnisin Ali Melei Lakshuye, because Rabbah would prefer to ask a kasha from a Mishnah on another Mishnah. Elul Rav Zera, my time Elo Amar Karaba, but Rav Zera, why didn't he hold like Rabbah? In other words, why is Rabbah's the Mandi Amar who we've been learning since the Mishnah on Yud Chesem and Aleph, who was asking from our Mishnah on another Mishnah? Why would Rav Zera prefer to ask from a Brisa on a Mishnah as opposed to asking from a Mishnah on a Mishnah? Because he says, Amar Lecha, Miktani, Mikatani, Hamar Tnu, Nosin Vafilu Lizman Meruba. Because if you look at our Mishnah doesn't say Hamar Tnu, Nosin Vafilu Lizman Meruba. Our Mishnah was just silent. Our Mishnah just said, you don't give it back. The Brisa said, oh, but if you give it back, then you can give it back even after Zman Meruba. So Dilma, Hamar Tnu, Nosin Vafilu, Hamar Tnu, Nosin, Uli Olam, Altar. It doesn't say, oh, and if he says give it back, then you give it back even after his mama Ruba. Maybe it means that if he says give it back, you give it back so long as it was found immediately. So, Lamandi Amar L'Rav Zeira, B'mokam Sheiros Mitzuyos, Ve'aflagav Shaloch Sok Shnei Yosef Ben Shimon, U'pligi de Rabba. According to the Mandi Amar, who says that Rav Zeira says that the Sheiros are Mitzuyos, even if Lo Huchsuk Shnei Yosef and Shimon, and he argues on Rabbah, because Rabbah said that we always give the get back to the woman unless there are Shayeros Mitzuyos and Huchsuk Shnei Yosef and Shimon. If you want to say that Rav Zeira says if only one of these conditions are present, you still don't give it back to her. But my kamiflagi, what are they arguing about? So it says the Gemara as follows. Rabbah Sover Diktani called Maisa Beisna Reza Yachzer, that any Maisa Beisin, you return it. Dishtakach Bebeisin Ashkinan. Well, when we say Maisa Beisin, we're talking about something which is found in a Beisin. U Beisin Kamakom Shayeros Mitzuyos. And Beisin is a place where Shayeros are Mitzuyos. Therefore, V'u Shuchsuk Lo Yachzer. Lo Huchsuk Lo Yachzer. But we said, call Maisa Beisin Yachzer. So if you're going to tell me that you don't give it back to her, if either it's Shayeros Mitzuyos or Huchsuk Shnei Yosef and Shimon, you would never give back the get, because the get's a Maisa Beisin, it's Mokam Shayeros Mitzuyos, you should never give it back. Ah, Elamai, says Rabbah, the only time you don't give it back is when in addition to being Shayeros Mitzuyos, it's also Huchsuk Shnei Yosef and Shimon. Rav Zeira, Amar Lecha, Miktani, Kol Maisa Beisin, Shnimtza Bebeisin, Kol Maisa Beisin, Yachzer Ktani, Ulaolam, Dishtaka Chavroi. Rav Zeira says it's not a Raya. Kol Maisa Beisin doesn't refer to the location where it's found. It means the get is a Maisa Beisin because it's a legal document, which is a Mekoyim and Beisin. It doesn't mean that you found it in Beisin. It means that you found it outside on the street. Oh, but if you found it in Beisin, could be, according to Rav Zeira, you wouldn't give it back because Shayeros are Mitzuyos in Beisin, even if Lo Huchsuk Shnei Yosef Ben Shimon. Rav Yirmiyah Amar, Rav Yirmiyah says, Kigon de Ka'amri Edim, Be'olam lo kasamnu ela al get echad shal Yosef ben Shimon. Now, the reason that you give it back is because we have Edim who say that we only signed on a single get in our lifetimes that was given by a husband named Yosef ben Shimon. Says the Gemara, Iyachi Maila Memra. What's the chiddush? Of course, then you give it back to the wife. So Ma'al detem aleichesh vilma isrami shma kishma ve'edim ke'edim kamash malan. We're not that psychotic. In other words, I would have thought that we need to be afraid that maybe we have another get given by another couple who found Edom with the same name, and therefore, even though these Edom come and tell us that we only signed on one get with a couple, for a couple with these names, maybe we're afraid that there are other Edom with those names. We're not, Kamash Malan says, we're not going to be so afraid. Rav Ashi Amar, Kigon Deka Amar, Nekev Yeshba Betzad Osplonis. Now, we're dealing with a case where the reason that we give it back is because she says that there is a hole in the cloth of the get at the side of a certain letter. V'davka b'tzados plonis. But it's only if she says that there is a hole in the cloth at the side of a certain letter, says Rashi, because that's considered to be a siman muvak. If she stam says, oh, the cloth has a little bit of imperfection, that's not a siman muvak because a lot of cloth has an imperfection. But if she says the cloth has an imperfection on the side of a lamid in the get or whatever the letter, then she's going to be believed. Avoneka biyamalo. Ravashi misafkale simanim idaraisa idrabanim. Because Ravashi is misupak whether simanim are deraisa or drabanan. In other words, simanim are, let's say, a siman sheina muvak, maybe by an aveda, which is hefker, we would allow you to keep it because hefker, based on hefker, so we're only dealing with dinim drabanan. But by a din daraisa, such as saying that the get is her get and allowing the divorce to go through, maybe we're going to not rely on a regular siman. Therefore, we need a siman muvak. Even though we wouldn't rely on a regular siman, we would rely on a siman muvak in order to effectuate even a divorce, which is effective on a daraisa level. All right, so we'll stop over here. The rabbi's back tomorrow. He's going to pick up from Rabbi Bar Chana on the last line of Yud Chesam Beis. Hope everybody has a wonderful day. Take care.